Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Meredith Cohn of the Baltimore Sun. Meredith, the health care exchange is back in the news. We're remembering that there was some litigation in the air. So bring us up to date a little bit.
Back about 6 months ago, after the health care exchange was performing very poorly, the board voted to cut ties with its prime contractor, Noridian, and they were, a little blustery at the time, including Governor O'Malley, about recouping some of the millions that were spent to build it, and with proclamations of "We'll see you in court." And then there was, not a lot of talk about it after that, and we don't really know what the status is. We know there's been no lawsuit filed as of yet. The exchange paid Noridian $55 million, and some of that was perhaps for work that was done properly. Some of it, obviously was not done properly. So it's unclear when and if they will actually file a lawsuit against Noridian or if they will try and settle the matter out of court.
There is a greater number, though, in terms of money. Isn't that right, in the background here?
Oh, yeah. Yes. There's, I think... the over 5 years to build and run the health exchange website is north of $250 million or something like that, but only $55 million was paid to Noridian. So that is the money that we'd be talking about recouping. And almost all of it is federal funds, so the money would presumably go back to the federal coffers.
And so where do we stand on the exchange and Connecticut and all those other aspects of this story?
So open enrollment starts in November, and they've adopted new technology from Connecticut, completely rebuilt the site, and they say it is on track. They had a very short time frame to fix the website, and this is the website where people who don't have insurance through their jobs or Medicare would go and buy a policy under federal Affordable Care Act.
What do we expect in terms of new enrollment?
They have not set a goal for how many they expect to sign up this year. Last open enrollment, there were a little over 80,000 people who bought private plans, and all of those people will have to re-enroll on the exchange again this year if they want to keep their federal subsidies, and the majority of people got federal subsidies to sign up last year.
You know, it's been interesting. I think a lot of people thought that this would have a sort of prominent role in the campaign, and it hasn't so far, in part, I think, because even though there was the rollout problem, lots of people have got insurance that didn't have it before. What's your sense of that?
Yeah. So, in the primary, the other Democrats tried to make it an issue, and then certainly in this election, the Republican candidate has tried to make it an issue, and it doesn't appear to have stuck, and that could be because the majority of people have their insurance through their employers. They don't need the exchange, so it didn't really affect them personally. And then as far as enrolling, they actually did end up at the end of the day enrolling more than 450,000 people, the majority in Medicaid, just that 80,000 were in private plans. So people ended up getting their insurance, even if it was a little messy.
Well, of course, that is music to the ears of Lieutenant Governor Brown. Meredith, thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
For Meredith Cohn, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.